Good evening, and thank you all for joining us for our special Ethereum Health Products series on training. Excuse me, we are going to have a special series, excuse me. I'm a little bit nervous because I am so excited. This is Ethereum Health Products Business Training Fast Start Conference Call. Now, tonight's subject is our new Fast Start Training, and this is part one of a four-part series that emphasizes sales and marketing. And leading tonight's call, the creator of our new Fast Start training and the presenter for tonight's call is David Litt. Now, David has been a senior-level sales and marketing executive for some top companies in the United States, including Microsoft, and he has been involved in the creation and the formation and the training of top-flight network marketing organizations across the United States. I've known him for over 12 years. I have seen his involvement, and I have seen his success, and I had always envied what I had seen him do with other companies. Over the years, he's given me some advice, and finally I asked him if he would come and join our team and help us to build a really dynamic method for growing our company. He has agreed to do so, and without further ado, I would like to introduce everybody to my friend and someone who you are going to come to truly appreciate, Mr. David Litt. Dave, are you with us tonight?
I am, Dave. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. You might want to speak up just a little bit, but most likely I'm unfortunately or fortunately actually with my daughter. She's playing a varsity volleyball game, and being the good father that I am right here with her, so I apologize for any background noise. I've tried to find a quiet corner, but it wasn't easy. But, David, I want to welcome you to the call. I want to turn the call over to you. And more importantly, I'd like to introduce you and everyone to Ethereum Health Products, our company, and our members. Welcome, and welcome to the team.
Well, thanks so much, Dave, and I appreciate the kind introduction, and thanks to each and every one of you who are investing your most valuable asset, which is your time, and I'm going to treat that quite dearly. As Dave said, we put together a Getting Started training program that will help you to focus your business as well as get other new people started right, and the game plan here is to go over the entire Getting Started training at about 100 miles an hour here tonight to just give you a sense of the entire process. And then Thursday night we'll come back and pick out the first third. Then next Tuesday we'll take the second third. And then the final Thursday we'll take the last third and dig into a little bit more detail and give you a lot more. Well, it sounds like everyone's excited about the concept, and I will jump in to these key strategies and what it takes to help you to get started. As Dave said, I've had the good fortune of working with a lot of successful companies, with a lot of successful business people, and so much of the knowledge you're going to be hearing tonight, it comes from top industry leaders, people who have earned a lot of money, trained a lot of folks. And I was one of those students that started out in the back row and then went to the front row and, you know, kept on honing and honing my notes. And actually, that's helped me build a successful network marketing business as a distributor as well. So most of my experience is as a corporate sales and marketing executive in network marketing as well as outside, but I've also been a distributor and built a large and successful organization myself. So I've utilized this training in real-world experience, real-world situations, and we've adapted it for Ethereum. And so I'm really excited because you're in such a great place. I mean, you've made two great decisions. You've made the decision to look, feel, and perform like a younger person because you're utilizing the Ethereum products. I'm a huge believer in what Dave does. I owned a spa for a good bit of time. I used only Ethereum products in my spa, and I've been using Dave's products for the better part of 12 years. So you're definitely in the right place if you're looking to look, feel, and perform like a younger person. You know, also the second decision you've made, which is a great decision, is to make money and to help others do the same and to take control of your financial situation. And especially in today's economy, that is super important. unless you're super rich or super naive, you're probably looking for additional money, and there are lots of folks that are doing the same. So to be able to help others make money, to have a little fun, and ultimately to have financial freedom, the peace of mind that success is in your direct control, and ultimately that you can uncouple your activities from the amount of income you make. That's a magic, magic feeling that you actually get mailbox money, that you're earning income off of the efforts of other people's time, money, and effort. And so the way to do that is to create a system. You've got to create a success system that people will follow consistently. And, you know, you look at McDonald's. Now, I know we're a health and wellness company, so McDonald's is a bad example about health and wellness, but a good example around operating systems. They clearly don't make good food. They clearly don't make the best hamburgers even, but they became the biggest fast food chain in the world because they have the best system. And so that's what we want to do. And it's almost the opposite of what you'd think you'd need to do as an entrepreneur. People think of entrepreneurs as creative people, people who are constantly thinking outside the box and doing different things. But this is a business of duplication. This is a business of leverage and compounding. Now, I'm sure you've heard this analogy before about taking a single penny and doubling it every day for 30 days. That turns into more than $1 million. And you've probably heard about that outcome and been surprised. But what's even more surprising is that after 5 days, you have about $1. After 10 days, you have about $10. So you're one-third of the way through time-wise, and you're only $10 of the $1 million that you're ultimately going to get. So the first 10 days creates 10 bucks. The next 20 days creates almost the full $1 million, and that's because compounding is a highly leveraged activity, and there is no business model that utilizes leverage more than network marketing, more than what we have here at Purium. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing because you're going to be making money off of the time and the efforts of other people as long as you follow the system. In the system, you're going to have three important roles. The first is student. No matter how much you think you know, you're going to want to follow this training system. The second is tour guide. You're going to direct people to information. You're going to ask people to experience products. And then you're going to be a coach, which is you're going to set a positive example and you're going to help other people succeed. Now, what I like to do is ask people to make five commitments. And if you make these five commitments, you're absolutely on your way to success. The first commitment is I'm going to keep my commitments. I'm going to act with integrity. I'm going to act with good intentions. And I know Dave, I've known him a long time, and that's the way he always acts. And he would expect nothing less. He wouldn't create a company if he felt that the people in the company weren't going to do that. So I know that that number one commitment, special for Purium, is super important, which is acting with integrity. The second is I'm going to treat my Purium business like a business, not like a hobby. If you have a business, you make money. If you have a hobby, it costs you money. So we're going to treat it like a business, and the getting started process is going to talk about that. The third is I'm going to invite people to learn about Purium on a regular and consistent basis. If you do that, if you're constantly talking about and sharing your experience and sharing the products with other people, you're going to have a very fun time promoting Purium because that's what you get paid to do. You get paid to promote this business opportunity. The fourth commitment is I'm going to follow the system and encourage others to do the same. And the fifth is I'm going to be here 1 year from now. I have a no-turn-back commitment to success, and I know that Dave has a lot of big things planned, not only product things, but business things planned over the next few months, let alone year. So if you're in Purium right now, you're positioned in the right place at the right time. So the first step in this process is to learn a little bit about the story. Now, my experience is that you don't need to learn about the story to really tell people about the story, and we're going to talk about that as you being a tour guide, but that I find that if you don't learn the story to your comfort level, that you're not going to go out and do what you're supposed to do and invite people to try the product and learn more. So you need to learn the story well enough that you feel comfortable. For some people who are not detail-oriented, that's not very much. For people who are detail-oriented, get those details, get them quickly so that you understand what you need to understand. But to me, the big idea is you can look, feel, and perform like a younger person. You know, this company has from farm to manufacturing to distribution, quality through and through. They control the cost through and through because they control a lot of it. And they have four categories of products that are very compelling: anti-aging, weight loss, sports nutrition, and detoxification. That's what people are looking for. And from a marketing perspective, one out of every $6 in the United States is spent on healthcare. Healthcare is not the right word. It's sick care. One out of every $6, it's the largest industry in the United States. Americans spend about $7,500 per person on sick care. That's $2.2 trillion, about $4 million every single minute of every single hour of every single day. How big is that? If we got 1% of the market, we'd be bigger than Avon, Amway, Mary Kay, Herbalife, Tupperware, Nu Skin, Melaleuca, Monavie, all combined. So the healthcare market, the sick care market, is a big market. What's happening is people are no longer trusting the pharmaceutical companies. They're no longer trusting the government. They're no longer trusting the food industry to take care of them. They're getting smarter, and they're not sure where to turn. They're not sure who's the expert and what to do, but they know they need to do something because they're looking around and their friends and their family and other folks suddenly have diabetes, they suddenly have high blood pressure, they're suddenly dying earlier than they should be because of cancer. There's a lot of things out there that people don't yet understand, but they're smart enough to know there's got to be a better way, and that's where we're positioned right now, is that people are looking for product solutions like we can offer, and they're looking for business solutions because the economy is very, very tough. So the timing is beautiful because almost everyone's looking for additional income. Healthcare, people are frustrated with the system. They're looking for alternatives. And the last big trend is social networking, that it's so easy to market and manage a home-based business right now compared to what it was 20 years ago. With cell phones, with the internet, I mean, the way to communicate and share information with Facebook, with YouTube, anyone can be a publisher. And going forward, we're going to talk quite a bit about how you can be a great promoter, not only face-to-face, not only with the people you know, but also with people that you know that they know that you know that they know, or people on the internet with like interests. So there's a lot of opportunity out there for you to be successful because of how things are set up these days. And so we have a process that we call Pipeline. And PIPE is an acronym for Prospects, Invitation, Presentation, and Role. So P-I-P-E, Prospects, Invitation, Presentation, and Role. So if you talk to a lot of salespeople, especially high-level salespeople, like when I was at Microsoft, they always talk about the sales pipeline. Well, we took that literally, and we made PIPE an acronym for Prospects, Invitation, Presentation, and Role. And over the next few training calls, we're going to go into great detail about these things, but I'm going to give you a quick overview of prospects. Prospects are people you know and people you don't know. And we're going to show you how to go and identify who are the people that are most likely to be interested in your product and most interested in your business opportunity. And we're going to show you how to make the list of the people that you do know. We're going to start with quantity. We're going to take your cell phone. We're going to take your email list. We're going to take your business cards. Everybody you know, put it on one big list with quantity, and then we're going to show you how to focus on quality, how to prioritize especially the 12 people that you know the best and the 12 people you think will do the best. So we're going to talk a lot about that in our next call about how to set up your prospect list and how to do that right. Invitation, we're going to talk about what to say, what not to say, and how you can get somebody interested without making a presentation. You know, marketing a new anti-aging product which I use myself, and I want to tell you a little bit more. I want to show it to you. I want to give you a sample. So, you know, we're going to show you how to say less to more people, keep it really simple, and promote. And then we're going to talk about presentations. We're going to be doing presentations for you. We're going to start to do opportunity calls after we get through this getting started training process. Our Thursday night calls are going to turn into business opportunity presentations, and starting with myself, and then ultimately some other folks will take over that will walk your prospects through why Purium Health products are superior, why our business opportunity is so unique. And of course, you've got a great website, and there's other things that we can do with presenting this business. And then ultimately at the end, there's the enroll part, the E in pipeline, which is to get somebody to say, let's do this. Let's get started today, and we'll show you how to follow up with the prospect to make sure that he or she got the information from the presentation and handling objections. And we'll talk a good bit about, you know, the common things that people ask, the common things that people say or don't say that you're going to need to help them to answer to make a decision to join your business. So do we want customers? Absolutely. We love customers. But distributors create additional leverage because distributors are customer getters. So you can either go one by one by one and get customers, or you can go out and get customer getters. And those customer getters could be chiropractors, they could be spas, they could be personal trainers, or they can be other folks who are interested in earning additional income. And so we'll talk about that pipeline process, how it might look or feel different in working with a chiropractor or talking to a chiropractor versus talking to an experienced networker versus talking to somebody who, you know, maybe a personal trainer or somebody who's out of job. There's a variety of different ways that we can target different people and help them to understand how Purium can be a solution for what they're looking for. So after we identify our prospects and walk them through the pipeline process, our getting started process slows down a bit. And so the beginning is very action-oriented. It's making a list and talking to people and handing out samples. And then we're going to slow down. We're going to create a personal plan. We're going to ask you to put some perspective on your business. Remember, we're going to treat it like a business, not like a hobby. And so we're not going to ask you to make a 30-page business plan, but we are going to ask you why you're in business. And there's an old saying, the bigger your why, the easier your how. And that means the more clear you are on what you want to accomplish, what you want to earn, why you want to earn it, when you want to earn it by, the easier it is to motivate yourself to talk to folks about the business. This is an easy business to do. It's an easy business not to do. It's a business that is inexpensive to start. It's a business that's inexpensive to leave. So I owned a spa. It cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars to open the spa. It was a hard business to start. It was a hard business to leave. It was an expensive business to run. I treated it like a business, but it did not give me the financial freedom that I was hoping for. So it was exciting. It was different. It was a great experience, but it was a lot of overhead, and it was very complicated. So this is a part-time business, but we want to treat it like a part-time business, not like a part-time hobby. This is not a lottery ticket. This is something that you're going to have to rethink your priorities so that your actions reflect your expectations. So once you outline what you want to accomplish with your Purium business, we're going to ask you to rethink your priorities and ask you to invest some time, some money, some energy, especially over the next few months, to really kick off that business so you can be asking yourself, how many hours a week are you going to spend on your business? What days of the week? What times of the day? Where are you going to be? Are you going to do this over the phone? Are you going to do this on the internet? What skills do you have that's going to help you to promote your business? What skills don't you have? What sorts of people can complement your business, and where can you find these people? So that's what a business plan looks like. And even though this was an inexpensive business to start, the more seriously you treat it, the bigger the business is going to be. So, you know, we want to make sure that you're ready to do business, that you've got a reliable computer, that you've got a reliable cell phone, that you've got three-way calling, that you've got a quiet place to talk with folks, that you've got basic office supplies so you can set up your files. And we'll talk a little bit about some of those things, and especially if this is your only business, if you're an employee with a W-2, you know, this business can earn you money even if it doesn't earn you money. Just the tax savings alone, as far as writing off your cell phone and writing off your printer cartridges and a lot of other things, you know, could pay for itself even before you enroll your first person. So, you know, that's an important thing. And then we're going to talk about creating a business plan. We're going to look at the compensation plan a little bit. We're going to ask you how fast you want to go, how serious you're going to be, and set some SMART goals. And SMART is another acronym for specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and time sensitive. And we're going to talk about those invitations, presentations, and enrollments. Unfortunately for most people, you know, they don't bat 100%. they aren't able to enroll every single person they talk to. So, you know, you probably need to talk to more people than you are going to enroll. And so your business plan needs to flow into your personal plan and vice versa. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how you create that game plan, how you plan, do, measure, and adjust, that you go out, you create your list, you act like a tour guide, you take notes about each contact, and then you identify what is working and what isn't working, what people respond to well, what people don't respond to well, and from that, then you can really have a business. Then you can really see what activities are paying off and what activities aren't. And again, we'll go through a lot more detail on that over the next couple of weeks. So, you know, there are some key concepts about having a system, key concepts about leverage and duplication and compounding, key concepts about commitments and understanding your marketing, understanding your story, acting as a tour guide, setting your expectations, prioritizing your life to meet your expectations, setting your goals, setting your game plan. You know, it's all going to be laid out for you, and then ultimately it's going to be your decision. You know, it's going to be your decision as to whether you're ready, willing, and able to take action. And if you are, I guarantee you, with the way the economy is now, with the way our healthcare system is now, with the communication tools that are available to you, with the commitment from Dave and the company, with the quality of the products, absolutely those who are ready, willing, and able can have success. And ultimately, over the long term, this is a get-rich-slow, not a get-rich-quick plan. Over the long term, you'll enjoy that leverage that will help you to get that financial freedom to give you that paycheck where you're actually spending less time and less effort for an income that's bigger than you deserve. And when you get that for the first time, when you get a check for $1,000 or $1,500 and you didn't do much that month, that's going to be fun. And there's a lot that you can do with that extra money. So I hope this was a good overview. We kind of jumped in from 0 to 100 miles an hour. But I really wanted to lay out the game plan and the path and some of the things that you're going to be experiencing here over the next few days. So, again, it's going to be Thursday night. We're going to go through the first part of the training next Tuesday night, the second part, and then the following Thursday, the last part. And I want to be very respectful of your time. We're going to try to keep this to 25 minutes each and every time. And so you know and you
know. No, I don't mean to interrupt, David, but this Thursday is part two.
Yeah, this Thursday is part two. No, no, well, this Thursday is really going to be part one. So this was an overview.
Oh, my apologies. My apologies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
No problem. So, yeah, this was an overview. So now we're going to go back through the whole training. Part one is going to be on Thursday. And then part two is going to be next Tuesday, and then the last piece is going to be next Thursday. So we're going to try to keep it to about 25 minutes each and every week so you know what to expect. And, you know, consistency is what it's all about, and we're going to be consistent. We're going to give you great information, everything you need to be successful, no fluff. And, you know, we're excited to kick this business into high gear. As I said, you know, I've known Dave for a long time. I know his commitment. I know his passion. I know the quality of the products. And so now we're going to put some business life into this thing, and we're going to run with whoever wants to run with us. So, Dave, I hope that was a good start, and we'll catch you on Thursday night, same time, same number.
Well, David, thank you for being with us tonight.